Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
That's right. I love it. Celebrating the third decade. We're just about to come up on the 21st year anniversary very soon. Golly, let's see what it just in about 3 weeks, we're going to celebrate the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. How about that, folks? Who would have thought this mayhem would have lasted this long? So, folks, it's just you and me. It's Jim. I'm Jim. You know who I am. Jim Blasingame. I'm the host. I'm the creator and the perpetuator of this mayhem. And we had a guest, George Magnus, who just wasn't able to make it. He's in England, and he just got crossed up. He literally got put off in a train station somewhere and got caught. So we'll get him back on another time. But you and I continue to talk about China, which is what he was going to talk about. Now, in the previous segments, I talked about the problems China has, their unsustainability long-term because of their financial markets, their demographic challenges, their environmental nightmares, their population problems. They got a lot of issues. They got a lot of strengths. But I don't think all that together, again, I don't think they're a paper tiger, but I do believe that they're a defective tiger. They're not, it's not a really healthy situation, a sustainably healthy situation. America is. We're healthier and more sustainable than ever before. We've got our environment right. We've got our financial markets right. We've got our marketplace right. No other country in the world has an economy that's 50% based on you, small business owners. You are the foundation. You being planted in the ground on Main Street, nowhere to hide. Planted on the ground in Main Street, you are the foundation of the sustainability. You are the key. You're the silver bullet. You're the holy grail of the sustainability of America, small business owners. Nobody else. And I'm telling you, that's why you're my heroes. China doesn't have that. Europe does not have that. India does not have that. Africa does not have that. South America, Brazil, Korea, pick one. Nobody has that. Nobody else on the planet, my friends, has you. And that's one of the main reasons why America is sustainable. What our goals are, what we expect, what we plan to export to the world, is sustainable behavior, sustainable performance like we have. That's what we need to export if we're going to export anything. Now, I want to come back before I run out of time and talk about these trade negotiations with China. China has robbed us. They robbed us in the night when we weren't watching, and they robbed us, and we literally allowed them to, they didn't rob us because we allowed them to take our stuff. And President Trump said, no more of that. No, we're not doing that anymore. He says, we're going to reset the table. We're going to renegotiate all these relationships. And because of several things, I think it's going to work. Number one, our economy is fundamentally strong, even with the negotiations in play. Number two, China is a defective tiger, not a paper tiger, but a defective tiger. A lot of what you know about them is not true. A lot of what you hear reported about them coming from them is just not true. Or if the number is right, the fundamentals behind it is not right. I've talked to people who are polling the manufacturers, who are polling small business owners, including me, who are polling farmers. And also I think Wall Street are giving President Trump latitude to renegotiate with China. If we can come out of this negotiation, if we can stick to our guns and come out of this negotiation where we have some kind of parity, some kind of fair trade with China, where they're not stealing our stuff, and when we do business with them, it's as good for us as it is for them. When we can negotiate that, plus we got the Canada-Mexico thing done. My contacts in Europe say we're real close in Europe. Put all that, we've already done Korea. Put all that together. Think about what could happen on the other side of all these trade deals that would be better for America than it's ever been. We may never have seen the growth potential that could happen in the United States if we get all that done. And that's the reason why we got to hold out. We got to hold out and be tough in our negotiation with China on this trade. We've got to stand behind the president on this, folks. It's really important. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.